Good Wednesday evening, everyone. That's right. It's area high school basketball time. Tonight, it's the semifinal games from the Tri-Rivers Championship Tournament. And we've got Putnam County taking on North Shelby Boys. That's the first game tonight, followed by Schuyler County and Brookfield Girls. And tonight's game is being brought to you by Mayberry Farms in north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. Right now, we are at 27 degrees after a high today of 32. Our low this morning was 19 degrees, and are you ready to go down to Queen City, Missouri for tonight's broadcast? Here's KMM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Again, thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to the fifth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Schuyler County High School. Tonight, as Dave said, it is the first of a pair of semifinal games tonight and tomorrow night. And tonight is the 1-5 matchup. The number one seed, North Shelby Raiders, and the number five seed, Putnam County Midgets. They knocked off number four, Schuyler County, the other night. And taking a look at the starting lineup for Putnam County, it'll be Blaine Perkins, a senior, Jace Tomlin, a senior, Owen Ream, a junior, Brace Riediger, a junior, and Braden Walter, a senior. Blaine Perkins, Jace Tomlin, Owen Ream, Brace Riediger, and Braden Walter, and the Midgets are 2-0, and coached by Kyle Fleischman. For these North Shelby Raiders, it'll be Gabe Orr, a junior, J.D. Rich, a senior, Brendan McDaniel, a senior, Jade Daniel, a sophomore, and Casey Shockley, a senior. Gabe Orr, J.D. Rich, Brendan McDaniel, Jade Daniel, Casey Shockley, the Raiders 2-0, and coached by Cody Stoneburner. As both teams, North Shelby being introduced even as we speak, and as Dave also said, the second game of the night, a girls' championship semifinal, Schuyler County, the number one seed, and taking on the Brookfield Lady Bulldogs, the number five seed. And going on in the other gym, just starting right now, it's Count Consolation semifinal, boys, Brookfield and Knox County. And the second game tonight, a girls' consolation semifinal, Schuyler County and Clark County, and that is being streamed right now. So go to the KMM website, click on probably in case here, click on Knox County, and you'll hear that boys' game. So the tip is controlled by North Shelby and the Raiders with the basketball. Across the timeline, J.D. Rich. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. Rich gets it to Shockley down in the right corner. They tried to force it inside to Jay Daniel or Brendan McDaniel, and a whistle and a foul. In fact, I think it was on Jay Daniel. Well, it wasn't on Jay Daniel. It was on Blaine Perkins for Putnam County. That's his first. And Brendan McDaniel took the inbound pass, put it up and in. So 2-0 as they go. Putnam County comes right back. They get a ball right down the middle of Trace Riediger. He puts it up in. Now it's stolen away by Ream, and Ream lays it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. As the foul's going to be on Shockley. So Casey Shockley picks up the foul as Brendan McDaniel, as soon as I find him. As a Ream shot is no good, and off of the rebound, Brendan McDaniel. So McDaniel gets the ball down floor in a hurry, gives it to Shockley. Shockley kicks it out to Orr on the right wing. Now from the left wing, J.D. Rich for three, no good. And the rebound, Ream had it, lost it. Now it's picked up by Jay Daniel, gives it to Rich on the right wing. As Rich guarded by Ream, over to McDaniel. Now Jay Daniel adds a high post to Shockley. In the right corner is Shockley. Has the ball, drives the baseline, cut off, kicks it down inside to Jay Daniel. Rich at the top of the key. Then to McDaniel for three off the left wing. Bounces over the rim. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Midgets on top, 4-2 in the early going. So a 2-2-1 zone trap put on by the North Shelby Raiders as Blaine Perkins gets the ball down low to Chase Tallman. Tallman couldn't hang on to the pass. Goes out of bounds. And now full court pressure by Putnam County as Rich will get the ball in to Gabe Orr or to McDaniel. Now Shockley to Jade Daniel down on the block. And it was knocked out of his hand. Nice hands by Braden Walter to knock that ball out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby basketball as Rich will inbound to McDaniel in the right corner. As McDaniel to a couple of dribbles, gets the ball back out to Shockley between the two circles, back to McDaniel. McDaniel to the high post to Jade Daniel, moves out to the top of the key. Now bounce pass to Orr on the left wing, the left corner to Rich. Rich looks inside, skips it over to McDaniel on the right wing. Now Jade Daniel takes it down the right lane, a whistle, and there's going to be a foul. The foul is going to be on Braden Walter. So Walter picks up his first foul, and Rich again underneath his own basket for North Shelby. Gets it out to Gabe Orr between the two circles. McDaniel on the right wing beyond the arc to J.D. Rich between the two circles. As Rich, guarded by Perkins, gives it to McDaniel in the right corner. Inside it goes to Shockley. Shockley, but a shot rejected by Walter. Now a whistle and a foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Walter. Yes, it will. Casey Shockley, rather. Shockley picks up his second personal foul. And Shockley's going to sit down. And Suzai gets the number as Putnam County breaks the press. Now Walter goes to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, missed it. And another North Shelby foul. The foul's going to be on Gabe Orr. So Gabe Orr picks up the foul. As into the ball game comes Cole Browning for North Shelby. As the first free throw left is short. So Braden Walter looking for his first points of the ball game. Isaac fires it and got it. So Braden Walter makes it 5-2. North Shelby with the basketball, and McDaniel tried to find Rich on a fly pattern and took Byman out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to Putnam County. As Blaine Perkins. Well, nope, it's Owen. Owen Ream gets it in to Blaine Perkins. And Perkins brings it across the timeline, tried to get it inside to Ream, and it hits about four pairs of hands before it goes out of bounds as Perkins threw a fastball. And it went out of bounds, last touch by North Shelby. So Ream underneath his own basket to Walter, puts up a shot. It was blocked out of bounds by Gabe Orr. So Ream again will inbound underneath his own basket. Just the start of this one as Ream gets it back to Perkins between the two circles, back to Ream. Quick three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Owen Ream makes it 8-2. Then to McDaniel across the timeline to Gabe Orr as they try to find Browning. And McDaniel put over Browning's head and out of bounds. And now Cody Stoneburner wants a timeout. 5-12 left to play in the first quarter. It's Putnam County 8, North Shelby 2, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Back at Schuyler County High School, Blaine Perkins with the basketball. Bad pass. Stole away by McDaniel. To Rich. To McDaniel. Off glass. Got it. So Brendan McDaniel with 4 points. They go the other way, and, I mean, it was that quick. They give it to Tomlin. He went down, right down the middle, put up a shot, and they're going to call, well, we're still got Gabe Orr up. for his foul. So Bora has the basketball, gives it ahead to Browning on the left wing. Browning, bounce pass to Orr between the two circles. Orr, the Rich, inside McDaniel. The back door play to Browning, puts it up and in. Cole Browning has 2 points, and it's 8-6, Putnam County the lead. As Ream gives it to Perkins. Perkins dumps it inside to Walter. Walter wasn't looking for it. Ball's still loose on the floor. Picked up by Orr to McDaniel. McDaniel at the top of the key. Rich, three-pointer on the way off the right wing. Kiss it home, bullseye. J.D. Rich makes it 9-8. Now a 7-0 run by North Shelby. Perkins gets it inside to Riediger. Puts up a 10-foot floater. No good. North Shelby the rebound. The Rich takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And it's blocked out of bounds, so it'll be North Shelby basketball. Vinny Jones will check in for Putnam County, and also checking in, Braden McReynolds. Perkins checks out as Rich will inbound. Gets it to Gabe Orr. Now Browning on the left wing. Browning takes it into the lane, makes a bad pass, and it's stolen away by Trace Riediger. Now they give the ball on the right wing to McReynolds. Ream for three off the left wing. No good. McReynolds saves the ball inbounds, but right to J.D. Rich. As Rich races across the timeline, top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. No good. As that was by Clay Cook. Now outlet goes ahead to McReynolds. He put up the shot. Missed it, but was fouled. Take the foul, going to be on J.D. Rich. So Rich does pick up the foul. That'll be his first. And to the line will go Braden McReynolds. Looks for his first points of the ball game. Shots up, got it. So McReynolds ties the game at 9 with 3:21 left to play in the first quarter. So McReynolds waits, shots up, left it short, but got his own rebound. Wanted to go back up with it. Missed it and drew the foul. Well, I think it's going to be on Cook. And it will. Clay Cook picks up his second personal foul. Nope, I was got that in the wrong place. So that's the first foul on Cook. First shot up, got it. McReynolds has 2. So 2 points for Braden McReynolds. And 1 point Putnam lead, and McReynolds' next shot on the way, nothing but net. 3 points for McReynolds, 2 points Putnam lead. Pressure by the midget as Brendan McDaniel gets it to Orr. Now Rich ahead to McDaniel. McDaniel tried to go up inside to Jay Daniel, and his pass is picked off by Putnam County, and then they throw it away. So Rich against Frazier. Inbounds to Orr, to Rich. As Rich lost it, now puts it back up to McDaniel. McDaniel underneath, shot put up, off glass, got it. And that was Jade Daniel. And he ties the score at 11, 3:06 left to play in the first quarter. McReynolds on the right wing, gets it inside the ring, 15-footer, got it. 5 points, throw and ring. McReynolds against Frazier. Gets it ahead to Cook. Cook underneath to Jade Daniel. That's 2 in a row. There's nobody there but Jade Daniel. That's the way you break a press. Tied at 13 as Ream across the timeline. Gives it to Riediger. Out on the right wing of McReynolds. Simmons in. Has it. Riediger now 3-pointer on the way. No good. And Gabe Orr off the rebound. Outlet goes to Cook. Cook gives it to Brendan McDaniel for 3, in and out, no good. And Owen Green comes off the rebound. He'll go the other way, and now Kyle Fleischman wants a timeout. 2:23 left to play in the first quarter. They're tied. North Shelby 13, Putnam County 13. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Back at Schuyler County High School is Carter Simmons on the right wing. Now they give the ball and stolen away by J.D. Rich. Rich tries to take it to the house, but he's fouled before the shot. The foul's going to be on Owen Ream. So Ream picks up the foul. There's Mason Morris in the ballgame for Putnam County. Rich gets the ball to Cook. Puts up a three. Rejected by Owen Ream. Out of the left corner, Cook was had his feet set, and Ream knocked it out of bounds. So Rich to McDaniel puts it up, and there, left his feet, tipped it in. 6 points for Brendan McDaniel. 15-13, North Shelby with the lead. Ream across the timeline. Gives him McReynolds on the right wing, back to Ream, top of the key. Now Simmons has it in the left corner. Tried to force it inside to Morris. And pass knocked away, picked up by J.D. Rich. Rich to the top of the key. Now Cook in the right corner to Rich on the right wing. Rich to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Cook. Cook brings it out to deep right wing. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Finds Rich on the right wing. As Rich backs off between the two circles to the right side. Guarded by Owen Ream. Rich reloads the offense. Gives it to McDaniel on the deep left wing. Now Rich will try a three, skips across the rim, no good. And Morris comes off with a rebound for Putnam County. Morris gives the ball to McReynolds on the right wing, back to Morris, free throw line. Vinny Jones will try a 15-footer off the right baseline, no good. And Simmons had the rebound, stolen away by North Shelby. As McDaniel to the dotted line, kicks it back out to Rich, top of the key, backs off between the two circles. To McReynolds. McDaniel's rather on the right, left wing. Now we have a whistle and a foul away from the ball. As the foul is going to be on. Let me see who they. Okay, the foul is going to be on Oren Van Skyke. He's now in the ball game, away from the basketball. That's Van Skyke's first foul. Owen Ream with the basketball had stolen away from behind by Rich, ahead to McDaniel. McDaniel's spin move to the left block. Now Rich, a high three-point attempt, and it's an air ball. But a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Carter Simmons. So Simmons picks up the foul as he fouled Jay Daniel, and now J.D. Rich threw it inbound off of Carter Simmons. To McDaniel, tried to throw it in the corner to Browning, and the pass slapped out of bounds by Owen Ream. So McDaniel inbounds to Rich. As Rich gets in the backcourt, 20 seconds left to play in the first quarter. McDaniel, three-pointer on the way, no good. And Carter Simmons off the rebound to Owen Ream. Putnam County down by two as Owen Ream spin move into the paper for the shot, rejected by McDaniels. And out with it comes Jay Daniel. Running 10-footer, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. North Shelby 15, Putnam County 13. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance transplants may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. And we start the second quarter, first boys semifinal. Second one will be tomorrow night. But right now, Putnam County with the basketball almost lost it. Now they do lose it. And stolen back by Riediger. Trace Riediger takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. It counts, and he's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Clay Cook, and that's his second. As Trace Riediger has 4 points, looking for five. Trying to complete the three-point play as Riediger eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Rebound tipped around. Now where it comes Gabe Orr. Orr gives it to Rich, and here come the Raiders. Rich walks it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. And it's Rich. Gives it to Orr between the two circles. Orr dribbles to the right wing. Now a little give and go to Browning. Kicks it back out to Rich on the left wing. Rich tried to give it back to Browning. Browning falls down. Loses the ball, but I think it was tapped out of bounds by McGonald. And it will be North Shelby basketball. As J.D. Rich will trigger. Rich slaps it. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Browning. Turn around three on the way. Air ball. But Gabe Orr comes away with it. Gets it to Cook on the right wing. Free throw line. Daniel. The Rich. Between the two circles. Ball on his hips. They settle down. As Rich now puts the ball on the floor. Gets the left hand dribble to the top of the key. To Orr. Kicks it off to Cook in the right corner. Back to Rich. Top of the key. Back to Cook on the right wing. Beyond the arc to Cook. Now Orr. They give it to Browning in the left corner. That's Orr between the two circles. Now did this to the top of the key to Rich on the right wing. Rich guarded by Perkins. Back to Orr between the two circles. Orr gives it to Browning in the left corner to Orr. Free throw line to Cook. Back to Browning. Browning kicks it back to Orr on the left wing. Orr dribbles free throw line to Cook. Now Rich has it between the two circles. That's Rich almost walked. Instead, gives it up to Browning. Back to Rich. Rich has it between the two circles. Backs his way to, down to the left wing. Tried to find Daniel inside. Stolen away by Putnam County. Three-pointer attempt by Morris. No good. Putnam County the rebound. Turn around. Five-footer by Riediger. No good. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Chase Tomlin. So Tomlin has his first foul. As Browning and Cook both check out for North Shelby. Shockley comes back in. And McDaniel checks back in. As Rich across the timeline. Gives it to Shockley on the left wing. Out pops Orr between the two circles to Shockley on the left wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives the ball out to McDaniels on the left wing. Now Shockley on the left wing. McDaniels at the top of the key. McDaniels back to Shockley on the left wing. Gives it back to Orr between the two circles. Bounce pass right wing to Rich. McDaniels on the baseline. Tried to get it inside to Dave Daniel and stolen away by Putnam County. Lane Perkins across the timeline. Gives it to Morris on the right wing. And McGrell's tried to bounce it inside, kicked away, and kicked out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. As Chase Tomlin checks back in for Putnam County. Also, Brayden Walter checks back in. Four on the left wing. Now give it to Daniel. He drives the baseline. He got behind everybody. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. Let's see what's going to be on. They're going to call it on Trace Riediger. So Riediger picks up his first foul, and Jade Daniel at the line. Shots up, got it. 5 points for Jay Daniel. And it's a 1 point. North Shelby lead 16-15. Is Daniel with five, looking for six. Shots up. Got them both. 6 points for Jay Daniel. 2 point North Shelby lead. Here comes Walter. Takes it underneath the basket. Tried to get it to Tomlin. Kicked out of bounds by North Shelby. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Out of bounds underneath the long baskets. Owen Ream will trigger. Gets it into Perkins. Missed a wide open layup. But Reader go the rebound. His putback no good. Perkins comes off the rebound. Tried to throw it to Ream and threw it out of bounds. North Shelby dodged the bullet there. Now North Shelby wants a timeout. 4:52 left to play in the first half. Boys, championship semifinal. And it's North Shelby 17, Putnam County 15. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Missouri residents 16 years of age and older can complete the entire Hunter Education Program online. There is a small fee paid to the online course provider. Once you've completed the course and passed a 60-question final exam with a score of 80% or better, you will receive certification. Those students that take the all-online course are not required to attend any classroom portion. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Back in Schuyler County, 4:52 left to play in the first half, boys. Championship semifinal game. And 17-15, North Shelby up by two with the basketball. Rich will bring it across the timeline. Find Shockley on the left wing. Shockley in the left corner, McDaniel. McDaniel drives into the paint. Now dumps it down low. Shots put up, no good by Jay Daniel. He's following the basket, and here comes Perkins for Putnam County. Gives it to Trace Riediger. Ream for three. Bullseye. Owen Ream with 8 points. Now, Riediger stole a pass, put up a shot, missed it, and the Raiders got it back as McDaniels tries a three off the left wing. No good. And a tip up. Went down by Gabe Orr. So Gabe Orr picks up 2 points. With Chase Tomlin takes it to the basket, right in front of the basket, lays it out of the end for Putnam County. Pressure by Putnam County. They get it into Brendan Daniel and whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Blaine Perkins, and that's his second. So two fouls on Blaine Perkins. That's a 17 foul. Against Putnam County, both teams in the 1-1 bonus, 3:47 left to play in the first half. And Putnam County on top, 20-19. As McDaniel has 6 points, looking for seven in and out, no good. And the rebound is punched out of bounds. They say last touch by Putnam County. As Vinny Jones will check in for the Midgets. And Trace Riediger will sit down. So J.D. Rich will inbound for the Raiders underneath his own basket. Finds McDaniel right in front of the basket, lays it up and in. 8 points for Brendan McDaniel. As Perkins gives the ball to Rain, steps into a three, bullseye. 11 points for Owen Rain. 23-21. Full court Frazier, half court pass. Goes to Shockley. Shockley into the right corner. Goes to Orr. Tried to get it back to Shockley, and the pass is slapped out of bounds by Owen Ream. Now Browning checks back in. Cook checks back in. Orr and Shockley both set down. So Rich will inbound. Gets the ball to McDaniel on the right wing. Three-hole line extended. Hands the ball off to J.D. Rich on the right wing. As Rich had the ball stolen away by Perkins. Gets it ahead to Ream. Ream lays it up. Missed it. Nice job by Cook to divert that layup. And Rich at it now. Whistle a foul. The foul's going to be on Chase Tomlin, as Tomlin picks up his second personal foul. Eighth team foul against Putnam County. And J.D. Rich at the line. He has three, looking for four. Two-point Putnam lead. First shot up. Got it. 4 points for J.D. Rich. As Perkins will set down. I think Simmons checked back in. I can't see his number, but it looks like him. Rich shot up, missed it. Vinny Jones off the rebound. Gets it out to Ream. Ream gives it to Simmons in the right corner. Simmons kicks it over to the left wing to Ream. Ream drives the baseline, steps on the line, and goes out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby basketball. They'll place here by Putnam County. Rich looks for somebody. Still looks, finds McDaniel. Ahead it goes to Browning, and Browning couldn't hang on to the pass. Goes out of bounds, so they give it right back to Putnam County. Shockley will check back in. Browning will set down. Vinny Jones will inbound. Gets it to Owen Ream as North Shelby goes 2-1-2 zone. Simmons has it on the right wing. Gets it inside to Jones. Jones tried to put up a shot, blocked by Daniel. Daniel gives it to McDaniel. And McDaniel's across the free throw line. Ball loses the ball. It's on the floor. And McDaniel bounce pass right to Vinny Jones. Here comes Ream. Ream running 10. Put it. Just at home. Got it. 13 points for Owen Ream. 3 points. Putnam County lead. Tracy by the midgets. There's Rich and a double team. Gets it ahead to Shockley. Shockley to McCraddles. McCraddles underneath. Wide open. Jay Daniel. He made the basket, was fouled and count, and he goes to the line to try to tie this ball game with 2:05 left to play in the first half. Jay Daniel with 8, looking for 9, in and out, no good. And Chase Tomlin off the rebound. Gets it to Ream. As Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline to Simmons on the right wing. Gets it inside to Vinny Jones and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be, I think, on Clay Cook. Yeah. Well, they haven't put it up yet, but I'm sure he said number 2. So that's his third. The free throw up by Jones, no good, but the rebound comes off to Mason Morris. His put back is no good, but he drew a foul. And the foul's going to be on Gabe Orr, I believe. Okay, they call that one. They got me totally confused as of that last. Okay, now they got Clay Cook with 4 because I think he just picked that one up. So Clay Cook has 4 fouls with 1:53 left to play in the first half. As Mason Morris at the line, first shot up, it's no good. Morris looks for his first points in the ball game. 25-24, Putnam County with the lead. As Morris, free throw on the way, off the heel of him, no good. Shockley off the rebound in a hurry. Down the near side, light pulls up on the right wing. Back to Rich between the two circles. To Shockley. He'll step into a 3. No good. And Vinny Jones had the ball knocked out of his hand by Gabe Orr. So Putnam County with a 1-point lead and the basketball. 1:40 left to play in the first half. Owen Ream will bring it across the timeline. To Simmons on the right wing. They get it inside to Vinny Jones. Kicks it back out to Morris. As Morris, spin move now to Ream for 3. On the way, no good. And off of the rebound is Rich. J.D. brings it across the timeline. Gabe Orr has it on the left wing on the left baseline to Daniel. And Daniel tried to do a juggling act as he tried to throw out the basketball and stay in bounds at the same time. Couldn't do it. As Walter will check out for Putnam County. And I think Riediger checks back in. So Ream gives the ball to Jones. Lost the handle on the basketball. Here comes North Shelby in a hurry. Shockley takes it down to the baseline, kicks it back to the right wing. Now Rich has it between the two circles, or between the two circles, or looks for somebody. Finds Daniel on the left wing. Now that was Brendan McDaniel. He drives into the paint. Little five-foot scoop shot. He has 10. Simmons on the right wing. Inside to Riediger. Puts it off glass. No good. And Shockley comes off the rebound. To Rich. 1 point for Shelby lead. 29 seconds left to play in the half. Rich takes it right down the middle. Out pass. Intended for Daniel. And stolen away by Riediger. As Ream tried to find Riediger. And stolen away by Rich. Now we give it to McDaniel. Puts it up and got it. 12 points for Brendan McDaniel. 3 point more Shelby lead as Simmons gives it to Ream. 10-footer, got it. As Owen Ream has 15 first half points at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half with the score. North Shelby 28, Putnam County 27. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Schuyler County High School, 5th Annual Drivers Classic Basketball Tournament, and we're at halftime of this boys' championship semifinal, and North Shelby leading Putnam County 28-27. Taking a look at first half scoring. First four, North Shelby, Gabe Orr with 2 points, J.D. Rich with 4, Brendan McDaniel with 12, Cole Browning with 2, and Jay Daniel with, okay, there's my other 2 points with 8 points. For Putnam County, Chase Tomlin with 2 points, Owen Ream with 15 first half points, Trace Riediger with 4, Braden McReynolds with 3, and Braden Walter with 1. North Shelby led 15-13 after one quarter. Putnam outscored North Shelby 14-13 in the second quarter. North Shelby leads here at halftime 28-27. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
She is more than just someone I do errands with.
He's more than just a companion. He's a friend.
I take her to doctor appointments, but we do so much more.
She's like a daughter.
She's like family to me.
She's someone I love to laugh with.
She's the reason to get out of bed and get moving.
Without her as my senior companion, I wouldn't be able to get out of my house.
You can help make independence a reality. Join Senior Corps Senior Companions at seniorcorps.gov.
Seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Area Albinger,
Tar, here we go.
Christian's Travel Agency has one
goal.
Talk to you soon. The world's biggest soccer tourney.
The hotel is 7 miles from the stadium. Are you serious? Did you email the transportation company?
Now he needs an Arabic interpreter on his roster.
I don't speak it either.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Schuyler County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMM FM Memphis, we're at halftime of this boys' championship semifinal at North Shelby. The number one seed leading Putnam County, the number five seed, 28-27. Coming up next, it's a girls' championship semifinal. Schuyler County, the number one seed, taking on Brookfield, the number five seed, as they knocked off Scotland County on Monday night, 40-31. So Schuyler County, Brookfield, coming up next on KMEM. And on the consolation side of the bracket, in the middle school gym, which used to be the high school gym, probably there about halftime, Brookfield and Knox County in the boys' consolation semifinal. And coming up second, a girls' consolation semifinal, Knox County and Scotland County girls. Then coming up tomorrow night, we'll take care of all the semifinals as what we'll have on the championship semifinal. Milan will play Schuyler County at 6 o'clock. That game will be streamed on KMM. Then the girls will be North Shelby and Milan. We will not carry that ball game. That's our second championship semifinal tomorrow night. On the consolation side at 6 o'clock, Scotland County and Clark County. That we will carry live. Following that, Clark County and Putnam County girls. That will be live tomorrow night on KMM. So we'll have two live ball games starting at 6 o'clock. Again, it'll be Scotland County, Clark County boys in a consolation semifinal, followed by girls' consolation semifinal, Clark County and Putnam County. And at 6 o'clock, we'll stream the boys' championship semifinal between Schuyler County and Milan. And then we'll take the night off, that Friday off, so I can figure out what all we're going to do with eight ball games on Saturday. And we're going to bring them all to you that we can. Because it looks right now, unless something drastic happens, that we'll have two ball games from the high school gym on Saturday and all four seventh place and consolation games. We'll stream all four of those from the consolation side. But the way it looks now, we'll probably have the third place boys game, I'm guessing, and a girls' championship game, I'm guessing. If Putnam County would come back and defeat North Shelby, let me see, it would be either Milan or Schuyler, so we would have the boys' championship game. So I'm not calling anything as far as Milan, Schuyler County. One of those two played for the championship, and the other one will play the third-place boys' game on Saturday afternoon. So we're just going to have to wait until after tomorrow night just to see how everything stacks up. So we will have a lot of basketball for you from the Dry Rivers Classic Golf Basketball Tournament on Saturday starting at noon on KMEM. 28-27, North Shelby leads Putnam County by one. I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC.
Back at Schuyler County High School, both teams around their respective coaches. Kyle Fleischman for Putnam County, Cody Stoneburner for North Shelby. Both teams coming to this ball game early in the season with a record of 2-0. And 28-27. We had a lot of lead changes in this first half. North Shelby came in with the number one seed in this tournament. Putnam County was the number five seed, knocked off the number four seed. That was Scotland County, I believe, on Monday night as I looked real quickly. So they knocked off Knox County, like 82-65, something like that, in a shootout. So here we go, and North Shelby with the lead, and the basketball is Rich. Gives it to Shockley on the right wing. Down on the right baseline to Daniel. Back to Shockley. Dribbles out between the two circles to Orr. To the left wing, it comes to Rich. Now Daniel, free throw line. Shockley will try a three. Threw up an air ball. Riediger comes away with it to Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Dumps it off to Walter. And an offensive foul on Blaine Perkins. He drove down the middle, dumped it off to Walter. And Daniel just stood there and did not move. So Perkins picks up his third personal foul. And J.D. Rich will inbound. As Rich looks for somebody, Putnam County pulls off the press. They were going to go 2-3 zone. So now Rich to Shockley. The press is back on as Rich brings it across the timeline. Rich in the center circle, bounce pass to Orr on the right wing in the right corner to McDaniels. Skips it across to Rich on the left wing. Rich gives it to Daniel, drives the baseline, lays it up, got it. Jay Daniel with 10 points. 3-point North Shelby lead as Perkins makes a bad pass. Tried to get it to Riediger. It was all the way by Shockley. Put up a shot, missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds. I think it was blocked by Chase Tomlin. So Rich underneath his own basket to Daniel in the left corner. Daniel steps into a triple team, puts up a shot, no good. And Blaine Perkins off the rebound as Perkins. Across the timeline, now Ream, ball-away 10-footer, missed it. Walter with the rebound. Walter gives it to Tomlin. Tomlin puts up the shot, missed it. And Walter gets a rebound, missed a wide-open putback. And off the rebound comes Shockley to Rich. Shockley. Shockley, dribble drive off the right wing, walked with it. So Riediger will inbound to Perkins. As Perkins will walk it across the timeline. Perkins has it between the two circles, finds Ream. Now Riediger takes it right through, puts up a shot, rejected. That's a loose ball picked up by Chase Tomlin. As Tomlin tried to get it off, a lob pass, taken away by Shockley, missed the layup. And Tomlin comes off with the rebound. Gives it to Ream. As Ream will bring it across the timeline, finds Tomlin on the left wing, left side of the circle. Now Perkins takes to the hoop, missed the shot, and off the rebound comes Shockley to J.D. Rich. Rich will bring it across the timeline. Shockley on the right wing. Inside to Daniel. Passed out of the way, picked up by Perkins. Perkins gives it to Ream. Ream off glass, missed it. but he drew the foul. Nice idea by Blaine Perkins, as the foul's going to be on Jay Daniel. That's his first. So first foul on Jay Daniel. Well, the scoreboard says it's on Shockley. I didn't think Shockley was even around at that time. Evidently it is. So three fouls on Casey Shockley as Green missed the first free throw. Second one, good. 16 points for Owen Green. Raced you by Putnam County. And now to Zach McDaniel. McDaniel splits a double team, a whistle and a foul on the floor. Either Ream or Perkins. It was Perkins is four. And it's going to be on Riediger. So Trace Riediger picks up his second personal foul. Rich gets the ball in to Browning now in the ball game to Rich. McDaniel, three-pointer, bullseye out of the right corner. 15 points for Brendan McDaniel. As inbound, they go inside to Walter, put up a shot blocked. Now Walter gives it to Tomlin. Perkins takes it into the paint. Gets it out to Ream. Ream, quick three out of the left corner, no good. And Jay Daniel off the rebound. To J.D. Rich, gives it ahead to Gabe Orr. Orr takes it into the paint, and it's blocked. And alternating possession goes back to Putnam County. 33-28, as Brendan McDaniel wants to come out. He is signaling to the bench he'd like to come out. Cody Stoneburner elects not to take him out. So Tomlin to Riediger. Riediger, a little five-footer, no good, off the heel of the rim. Picked up by J.D. Rich. McDaniel off glass, no good. Gabe Orr off the rebound in the left corner. McDaniel in the left corner. Top of the key to Daniel. Now Rich will slow things down between the two circles to Browning in the center circle, to Rich on the left wing. As Rich looks inside, man-to-man defense by Putnam County. Rich to the left side of the circle. Now over to the right wing to Browning. Browning, down pass to McDaniel, to the dotted line. Lost the ball, now picks it up, gets it back to Rich. Browning will try a three. No good. And Riediger has a rebound, and he rebounds it out of bounds with Jay Daniel. And it'll be Northwest basketball as Walter will check out. Carter Simmons checks in. Chase Tomlin will check out. Vinnie Jones checks in for Putnam County. As Rich to the top of the key to Orr. Browning on the left wing. Beyond the arc to Orr between the two circles. Back to Browning. Browning back to Orr. Now underneath it goes to Jay Daniel. Daniel too far into the basket. Puts up a shot anyway and got it. 12 points for Jay Daniel. 35-28. Either team's biggest lead of the ball game. As Wayne gets it inside to Riediger, puts it off glass and got it. 6 points for Trace Riediger. 5 points. North Shelby lead 35-30. 3:30 left to play in the third quarter. It's rallying on the right wing. Underneath the Shockley, they take it right down the lane. Put up a shot. Misses. That was Browning. And here comes Putnam County. And an offensive foul. A little out of control was Braden McReynolds. So McReynolds picks up his first foul. First, there's 13 foul against Putnam County. So Putnam County backs off the press. They'll go to a 2-3 zone. Then they switch up man-to-man as Rich to the free throw line. Gets it underneath to Shockley. Now Daniels puts it off glass. It goes down. It counts and he's fouled. And the foul, it's going to be on Carter Simmons. That's his second. So Jay Daniel has 14 points. Trace Riediger will check out. And Mason Morris will check in. At the line, Daniel puts up the shot, got it. Jay Daniel with 15 points. 8 point, North Shelby lead. And now bad pass by Putnam County. They got a, North Shelby got a hand on it. That was Daniel, and then it went off out of bounds off of Putnam County, and Kyle Fleischman wants a timeout. 2:57 left to play in the third quarter. North Shelby 38, Putnam County 30, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Nothing says fall like friends, family, and football. Niebuhr wants to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, but as the family time grows, so does the number of devices. Don't let your bandwidth get up. Upgrade your internet speed to make sure you catch every touchdown, every pass, and every play. Now that's something to be thankful for. Call their office at 660-874-4111 or visit Niebuhr.net to learn how you can tackle your family's device needs.
Welcome back, everybody, to Skyline High School as North Shelby with the basketball. Then the McDaniel to the free throw line. Now backs off between the two circles. Gives it to Shockley in the center circle. Rich on the right wing to Shockley. To the left wing to Browning. On the left baseline, Daniel. Inside, they tried to go to McDaniel. Couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Mason Morris. Morris left side of the circle to Carter Simmons. Dribbles to the left side of the circle. Now Ream, top of the key. He'll try a three. No good. And the rebound was taken by Vinny Jones and knocked out of his hand. So it's Putnam County basketball out of bounds underneath it on the basket as Raiden McReynolds will inbound. McReynolds, ball high over his head, gets it out to Simmons. Now Perkins will put up a little five-footer off glass. Missed it. Shot it a little bit too hard. And Chocolate tried to save the rebound in, couldn't do it. So, again, Putnam County will have it out of bounds underneath it on the basket. McReynolds looks for somebody, gets it out to Perkins. Now Carter Simmons. Simmons will take a dotted line, throws up a shot, no good. And Daniel gets it off the rebound, gets it out to Rich. 8-point Raider lead with the basketball. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Shockley has it at the top of the key. Out pops Browning between the two circles. Shockley on the left wing. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County. The hands off goes to Rich on the left wing. Rich, behind the back dribble, inside the arc, and in the left lane, and he walked with it. Nice defense by Braden McReynolds. He was on J.D. Rich. So Blaine Perkins will bring it across the timeline for the Midgets. Perkins takes it to the hoop, lays it up, no good. And a rebound was whipped up by Vinny Jones, and he threw the foul. Made the shot, threw the foul. The foul's going to be on Jay Daniel. So Jay Daniel picks up his second foul as Vinny Jones makes a free throw. He has 3 points, and it's a 5-point North Shelby lead, pressure by Putnam County. Braden McReynolds, or McDaniels, rather, brings the ball across the timeline, gets it up to Rich, to find Browning on the right wing, right baseline. McDaniels, he hands it to Jay Daniel, puts it up and in. He has 17. 7-point lead as the 3-pointer from the right wing is put up by Braden McReynolds. Missed it, and the rebound comes off to Rich. Rich across the timeline. Hands the ball off to Browning on the right wing in the right corner. McDaniels. McDaniels had the ball slapped out of his hands by Carter Simmons. Chase Tomlin will check in. Carter Simmons will check out for the Midgets. 101 left to play in the third quarter. 40-33. Raiders with a lead in basketball. McDaniels with it on the right, deep right wing. Kicks it out to Shockley between the two circles, rattling on the left wing. Back to Shockley in the center circle. Now long three by Rich Bullfine. From downtown Queen City, J.D. Rich has 7. Now Perkins gets in the middle, then throws the ball for somebody, and nobody was there but the guys in the front row of the bleachers. So a turnover, Putnam County. As now Jay Daniels has to tie his shoelace. 36 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 10-point North Shelby lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. Brashear by the midget. Shockley gets it and gives it to McDaniels. McDaniels guarded by Tomlin. Takes it around McReynolds. Gives it up to Rich. Now Shockley between the two circles. Hey, Shockley gives it to Rich. Rich drives the right, the right baseline, lays it up, got it. 9 points for J.D. Rich. Now Perkins gives the ball to McReynolds. McReynolds goes to the basket, lowered his shoulder. Now just pretty much a giveaway. Offensive foul on McReynolds. That's his second. Morris will check out. And Trace Rudiger will check in from the midget with 10 seconds. As North Shelby with the basketball. Rich lets the ball roll across midcourt. Gives it to Shockley. Shockley takes it down the right lane. Now Rich, ball away. Three, no good. And Rudiger had the ball, nobody to throw it to. And that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, North Shelby 45, Putnam County 33. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
I'm taking my premium audio with me everywhere I go. With Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus noise isolation and awareness mode. So I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings whenever I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear. And they do not budge. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what all the hype is about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Nick Cannon and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Nick Cannon for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Nick Cannon.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. 8 minutes left to play in this first boys championship semifinal. And North Shelby leading Putnam County by 12, 45-33. Raiders with the basketball. J.D. Rich will bring it across the timeline. Rich takes it right down the middle, dumps it off to Jay Daniel, and Jay Daniel walks with it. He was surrounded by blue jerseys, trying to find an opening and shuffle the feet. So here comes Perkins across the timeline. Perkins gives it up to Ream. Ream inside to Walter. Lays it up. Got it. Wade Walter with 3 points. Give the assist to Trace Rudiger. Now J.D. Rich and the double team. He finally kicks it out. A whistle and a foul. A foul is going to be on Chase Tomlin. And on Tomlin, that's his third. So 3 fouls on Chase Tomlin. As Rich will get it into Orr. Now it's past to McDaniel. Across the timeline to Daniel. Backs off in the right corner to Shockley. To Orr. Now left baseline, it goes to Daniel. Now Rich with three. No good. And a rebound. Kicked out and taken by Ream. Lays it up. Got it. 18 points for Owen Ream. 45-37. Here comes the Raiders. A 3-on-2 fast break. They'll back it back out as Rowling gives it a shot plate to Rich in the center circle. Orr has it on the deep right wing. Orr for the Kevin dribbles. Gives it back to Browning. Browning right side of the circle. Along the left wing to Rich. Now Orr will try a 10-foot jumper. No good. And Walter comes off the rebound. Owen Ream. Ream inside to Walter. Kicks it back out to Tomlin. Tomlin at the dotted line. Gets it inside. Shot put up. Got it. That was by Trace Rudiger. Rudiger with 8 points. It's now, what do we have? A foul on Putnam County. It looks like the foul's going to be on Owen Ream. And that's his second. That's a 17 foul against Putnam County. Gabe Orr will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. As Browning checks out, Brendan McDaniels checks back in. So Gabe Orr on tonight with 2 points. He'll shoot a 1-1, 6-point North Shelby lead, 45-39, 6:22 left to play. First one by Orr is up, no good. And Tomlin comes off the rebound to Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline, finds Ream on the right wing. As Ream will step into a three, no good. Perkins comes off with the rebound in the right corner, gets it inside to Riediger, puts it out and got it. 10 points for Trace Riediger. Now, North Shelby wants to time out. Putnam County fans are into this ball game. 6 minutes exactly left to play. And North Shelby 45, Putnam County 41. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Get everyday banking with a better vibe. A vibe that feels like you woke up on the right side of the bed, found the perfect parking spot, or found your keys where you left them. Get the NetSpend All Access account, reinventing modern, everyday mobile banking with perks that add up. Banking services provided by Pathward NA. Get started today at netspend.com. Deposit account is established by Pathward NA, member FDIC. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful tech to power every passion. The savings start now with up to $500 off on select sleek XPS laptops and Alienware PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. North Shelby broke the press, got it inside to McDaniel, put up a shot, missed it. Daniel with the rebound, and a foul was on Brendan McDaniels. And McDaniel, that's his first. Putnam County with basketball down by four. They give the Walter in the right corner to Perkins, now Tomlin, the Ream. Inside it goes to Tomlin off glass. Got it. 4 points for Chase Tomlin. 2 points. North Shelby lead. North Shelby messed up the inbound play. It was passed by Putnam County and then knocked out of bounds by North Shelby. As Clay Cook will check in, Gabe Orr will sit down. Owen Ream to inbound. Gets it to Perkins. Put up a shot. Missed it. Fight for the rebound, and Putnam County's Chase Tomlin comes away with it. Tomlin to Perkins, gets it to Walter, puts up a shot, partially blocked, and Brendan McDaniel comes out with the basketball. Go Ridge, 2 points. North Shelby lead, 5-10 left to play in the game. With the basketball, Shockley on the right wing, McDaniel in the right corner, back to Shockley. Brings it out between the two circles, in the center circle, lob pass to Ridge. Gives it to Cook. Daniel on the left baseline to Rich. Rich gives it back to Daniel. Daniel puts up the shot, missed it. And a rebound comes out to Blaine Perkins. Gives it to Owen Ream. As Ream will take it to the hoop, puts up the shot. Riediger with a rebound. Tried to put it back, no good. Loose on the floor. I think they're going to call a jump ball. And all of that possession would stay with Putnam County. 4:38 left to play in regulation. North Shelby up by 12 to start the quarter. Putnam County come out, and they cut it to two. Inbounds pass. As a good, nice pass, and really just missed it 5 feet. Here comes Perkins. Got it. Wayne Perkins with two, and we're tied at 45. Brace you by Putnam County. Shockley or J.D. Rich with the basketball. Now it's a 4-on-1, and he literally threw a fastball to James Daniel. Daniel couldn't see. Well, it was tipped by Putnam County. I mean, it was a fastball. Daniel let it go, so it'll be North Shelby basketball. Bounds underneath it on the basket. Rich to Shockley at the top of the key. 2-3 zone by Putnam County. And Shockley to Clay Cook. Between the two circles. Cook gets over to Rich on the left wing. Rich steps into a three. Bullseye. J.D. Rich with 12 points. 3-point Raider lead as Perkins gives it to Ream for three. In and out, no good. Tip up by no good by Riedinger. Off the rebound comes Brendan McDaniels. McDaniels bounce pass to Rich. Bounce pass underneath to Daniel. Lost the handle on it. Gives it back to Rich out of the right corner for three. Bullseye! J.D. Rich has stepped up, has hit two big threes. Back to a 6-point North Shelby lead. Fighting with the basketball. Perkins gives it out to Ring. 3-4 off the right wing. No good. Rebound is Riediger. Puts it back up and in. 12 points for Trace Riediger. 4-point Raider lead with the basketball. As McDaniel gives it underneath to Daniel. Hits his shot. I think Walter got a piece of it. Across the timeline, Mason Morris takes it right to the basket. Missed the layup. And a whistle of foul. The foul's going to be on Braden Walter. Yes, it is. Braden Walter picks up the foul. That's his second. Vinny Jones will check in. And Braden McReynolds will check in. Blaine Perkins and Braden Walter will both set down. 3 minutes left to play in the game. 51-47. As Carter Simmons gets set to check in. Now they say, come on in. And out will come Mason Morris. And at the line, we'll go Casey Shockley. Shockley looks for his first points of the ball game. He'll shoot a 1-1. First one's up, no good. And Benny Jones comes off the rebound. Gives it out to McReynolds. McReynolds tries to pass it to Trace Riediger, knocked out of bounds by Clay Cook. The Ream on the far sideline will inbound to McReynolds. Carter Simmons takes it into the paint, but the blow, 5-footer, got it. 2 points to Carter Simmons, 2 points, North Shelby lead, pressured by Putnam County. Shockley to Rich. Rich gets it ahead to McDaniels. McDaniels will back it off on the left wing. Putnam County goes man-to-man. Shockley to Rich. Rich takes it to the right wing, in the right corner to Cook. Back to Rich. And Rich will take it into the paint. Bounce fast and nobody there. I don't know whether he's looking for Daniel or who. They just bounced it, passed it, out of bounds. Now Putnam County a chance to tie the ball game. McReynolds across the timeline to Simmons on the left wing. Now Ream on the left wing. Jump pass to Simmons to the left corner. To Ream, long three on the way, going to be short. But Simmons comes out with a rebound. Simmons has it between the two circles. As got it to Vinnie Jones. Now back to Simmons. Simmons takes a dotted line, lays it up, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds by Casey Shockley. Dutton County missed about 3 5-footers that time. Now, Gabor will check back in, and Clay Cook, nope, not Clay Cook coming out. Yep, Clay Cook comes out. 1:44 left to play in regulation. 2-point, North Shelby lead. As they get it in, the Riediger puts it up there. They tried that play 3 times. That time it worked. Tied at 51 as Rich had the ball slapped back in his face by Riediger. There's still the pressure on by Putnam County. J.D. Rich looks for somebody. Gets it into Shockley. Shockley back to Rich. Rich in a double team. Dribbles out of it. Whistle at a foul. I think the foul's going to be on Carter Simmons. It will be. So that's the third foul on Carter Simmons. Nice team foul against Putnam County. 1:29 left to play in regulation. Tied at 51. J.D. Rich, first shot, up, missed it. And the rebound comes off to Trace Riediger, and the foul is going to be called on Gabe Orr, and that's his first. Fourth team foul against North Shelby. So Putnam County a chance to take the lead. McReynolds across the timeline to Ream. Now Simmons will try a three, in and out, no good, tip up, got it. Riediger with 16. 2-point Putnam lead as Gabe Orr tried to pass it in. Pass it through. A double team goes out of bounds. So now J.D. Rich will inbound. 108 left to play in regulation. 53-51, Putnam with a lead is Rich. Ball high above his head. Rich. Gets it in. McDaniel stolen away by Riediger. Lays it over there. Here comes Shockley and stole ball stolen away from behind by Ream. They give it to Tomlin. Inside to Vinny Jones. Puts it up. Missed it. And North Shelby the rebound. That's Braden McDaniel. Gives it to Shockley. To Rich. Rich to Shockley. We'll try a three. No good. McDaniel gets it in the deep right corner. Now Shockley. Now McDaniel for three. No good. And off the rebound, Trace Riediger, and a whistle and a foul. 29 seconds left to play in regulation. The foul's going to be on Jay Daniel. That's his third. As Cook will check in, Gabe Orr will check out for the Raiders. Also, Walter checks back in. Vinny Jones will check out. As they throw a press on. Yep. North Shelby's got the press on as Riediger gets it in to Perkins. Perkins has fights for the ball, picked up by Shockley. Lays it up and in. Casey Shockley and Perkins in a double team. Stolen away by Shockley. Nobody's there as he goes the baseline, put it up and in. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 22 seconds left to play in regulation. It's Putnam County 55 and North Shelby 53. Dave, I'm going to keep it right here. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis, as North Shelby has a foul to give. And they have five team fouls, so they have a foul to give before the bonus. Putnam County. They have 19 fouls, so their next foul will be a double bonus for North Shelby. 22 seconds left to play. Trace here by North Shelby. Trace Riediger will inbound. Riediger looks for somebody. Gets the ball in to Jace Tomlin. Tomlin looks for somebody. Throw it to, and now bad pass. And by Cook, and Cook walked with it. As Cook stole the ball, right down the lane, and took one step too many to try to find somebody to throw it to. Now Riediger again. This time they almost stole it again. As Cook knocked it out of bounds. So Riediger, all this time on the near sideline, will inbound to Ream. And a whistle and a foul. They're going to call a jump ball or a foul. I think just going to be putting the basketball out of bounds. 14 seconds left to play. 2-point, Putnam County lead 55-53 as Riediger will try for the fourth time to get it in against this Raider press. As Riediger looks for somebody, now they get it in to Perkins. Perkins is fouled. Okay, there was a foul, but now Cook fouled, so that's his seventh. That'll be all for Clay Cook. He fouls out, 17th foul. So Blaine Perkins will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 with 12.6 seconds left to play in regulation. Perkins' first shot up, missed it. And the rebound is Perkins. Gets it back. Now they're going to play keep away as Ream with the basketball, and he is fouled with 7 seconds left to play in regulation. The foul is going to be on Casey Shockley. That's 4 on Shockley. So Ream with 18 points. Looking for 19. First shot up, missed it. And a rebound taken by Rich. J.D. Rich takes down the far sideline. Stop, pop the three-pointer. No good. That's the end of the ball game. That's the end of the ball game. What an upset. as Putnam County, the number 5 seed, knocks off the number 1 seed, North Shelby Raiders, 55-53. Back and wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
One of the best savings rates in America. Banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to around 17 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs around 44. Lows around 33 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies expected Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 50s Friday. Low 30s by Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 22.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, the 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Conference, the Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. And it's a final. It's first boys semifinal. It's a upset as Putnam County, the number 5 seed, knocks off number 1, North Shelby, 55-53. Take a look at the scoring first four, Putnam County. Carter Simmons with 2 points, Blaine Perkins with 2, Chase Tomlin with 4, Owen Ream with 18, Trace Riediger with 16, Braden McReynolds with 2 points, Braden Walter with 2 points, and Vinny Jones with 3. Missed Vinny. So get that down. 3 points for Vinny Jones. For North Shelby, Jay Moore with 2 points, J.D. Rich with 15, Brendan McDaniel with 15, Cole Browning with 2 points, and Jay Daniel with 17. North Shelby led 15-13 after one quarter. Putnam outscored North Shelby 14-13 in the second quarter, and North Shelby led 28-27 at the half. In the third quarter, North Shelby outscored Putnam 17-6 to lead 45-33 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Putnam outscoring North Shelby 22-8, and Putnam County wins it 55-53. So Putnam County improves to 3-0, while North Shelby 2-1. Putnam County in the championship game on Saturday at 4:30, and North Shelby will play in the third place game at 1:30. Coming up is the girls' championship semifinal, another 1-5 game. Schuyler County ladies, the number 1 seed. Brookville ladies, the number 5 seed. I'll be back with that one in about 5 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. And tonight's game, exciting game, has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, Mayberry Farms and Accessories just north of Memphis, by Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, and the Unionville Republican weekly newspaper.